Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is going to be a unique night. I'm actually doing a special show tonight because I thought I wasn't going to be able to do this show because I have a very, very important meeting I need to be at. But we're going to do a brief show today. We're going to get on here. We're going to have a couple of people call in that's planning on locking in. It just depends on, I've been getting a lot of back talk channel on the back line. I'm going to see if they're going to call and hold up for today. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a little short. I'm going to see my mic is hot. Wild thing. What'd you say, big?
Man, I don't know. Boom. What are you up to?
Oh, man. Trying to promote this race, man. You know, me and Mo G been trying to get this race off for the last couple of years, man, and the weather has not been on our side in the month of July. But we are
I'll agree with that.
I've been shooting it out, and we are really anticipating a high 28 high shootout class. We're also anticipating on looking for a high turnout in a true street car class. So that's why we didn't put a lot of the 6-0s and the 7-0s on the flyer. But I'm going to run a 6-0 and 7-0 if we got the cars there. Y'all know how I operate. There's no sense in me putting all that on the flyer if it's not going to fly. We get there. If there's enough 6-0 cars there, there's enough 7-0 cars there, we're going to run. If there's enough pro miles there, we're going to run a pro mile class. So, but I do know we have great success with the 28-tire class and the true street class. So those are the two classes that we have on the flyer for the ones that have received the flyer and the invite post to the page that Mo put up. y'all invite other people to come to the page and put it out there. And hopefully Mother Nature works with us in Hub City and the weather's good. We got another call. I just opened this mic up. 832. That must be Street Fighter. 3259. Street Fighter.
Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on with you?
Hey,
yes,
what's
sir?
Up, bro? I'll just let you know. Open the mic.
Hey, all right. All right. That'll work.
Letting you know, I open your mind, man. So,
but
yeah. All right. Yeah, man. We're trying,
yes, sir.
We're trying to get that race pumped up. Also, too, in No Problem Raceway the following week after we come from Hattiesburg. And if that civil thing, Mo guy got all present, Mo said it's going down, you know what I'm saying, in the 28 time shootout. And No Problem also. So stay tuned to that. There's a flyer. There's a flyer coming for that race also, which is on the 28th of July at No Problem Raceway. Hold on, we got somebody that's want to talk. 504-7657. Your mic is hot.
What'd you say, Boone? This is Pete checking in. You hear me?
All right, then. That's what's up, bro. That's what's
up. I'm back on mute. Just checking in, Bo. All right.
Boy, I seen the picture of them things. Boy, that thing looking good, boy.
I'm trying, bro. I'm trying. I just got to come in ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make a little noise because I got a lot to prove and I got a lot of motherfuckers to shut up. So I'm just going to take some advice I'm going to take advice from old Jesus, what he wouldn't give me. So I'm gonna take the advice he put out there anyway. So I'm going to just stay on mute until I got air pressure. Boom.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man, because I ain't going to tell you no lie, man, because I just found the dude's phone number, man. I'm going to ship that thing. I'm probably going to make me a ride. What's tomorrow? Wednesday? Y'all think I'm going to take me a ride tomorrow? I'm going to drive that old thing out, man, get everything put back on and get put together. Man. I got that little convention mode I will high ride with, that little 4-6. We'll put that little 4-6 in there.
Wait, you said you got the convention
motor
you will high ride with?
Yeah, remember that little motor I had in that white truck? I had blown the same, you know, he blew his drive shaft out and whatever else he blew it up, and I blew my motor when I stayed on. I went on down through there and blew it anyway. I didn't get out. I was trying to get to that 1320 mark, and I blew the motor up. So the motor been sitting around in the shop, just laying around a little 4-6. So, I found the guy got a lot of parts for me and everything, so I think I'm going back that route. I mean, because it's going to be bound around by the same type of money, same type of engine, but not, you know, it's going to be a, you know, pump gas motor, ride everywhere I want to ride, just like the LS motor would, but when I blow it up, you know, I'm going to LS. I get a lot of parts, like headers, you know, so I ain't got to spend no expensive money to get headers, so that's what I'm going to try to do. Go with conventional now, just get my feedback wet. I ain't going to tell you no lie, man, these 12-second, 11-second cars, man, they having fun out there, man. Them guys having fun out there, man.
You ain't going to be able to go run with them boys, man. Your name got weight behind it, boom. They're going to look at you and say you move on. They're going to send you over there with the big boys.
What'd you say?
I said you ain't gonna be able to go run with them cars. I said they gonna send you over there with the big boys, man. Your name, you know, you're somebody in the game.
They can't send you if I know what you're saying. You're absolutely correct about what you're saying, but I mean, right. You know, I'm building a cartilage. And when they see that it don't have all the extra they think it's gonna have, then they'll be like, okay, this shit real, you know. I mean, I ain't got the money to do like I used to do. I ain't gonna lie. I can't lie and fix the phone, man. I mean, I just keep it real, like, brother. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, doing what I can do, just get my feet wet, because you already know. You know, and you know how I rock. How good I'm getting anyway. You know, Mississippi boy will come and get it. But, hey, I'm gonna try to hold on to this a little longer time, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. But, you know, I'm just gonna have fun, man. I just want to do some shit to be able to laugh about it and roll with it, you know.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
do some despicable shit and get on back out the way. You know what I'm saying? Just give a race report, man. Mm-hmm. Some things have been taking place, man. My buddy BJ went down to Mobile, man. Them guys had a great time down there. And I told BJ when I talked to BJ on the phone, man, about going to Mobile on a Friday night, man.
them guys go to a Mobile track on a Friday night, like they go on to Black Beach, man. They just crowd up at that place, man, and just have a great damn time, man. Every fucking Friday night. Same thing at Gulfport. You go to Gulfport every Wednesday night and watch what you see every Wednesday night when you go there. You go there at 6 o'clock at night, they can have a line out the gate trying to get in that thing, knowing that they'll start a racing at 6 o'clock, you know? So, you know, when you got something going on like that there, man, it's hard to stop it, man. And them cats keep supporting their local tracks, man. That's what we're going to start doing right here. We're going to make all our local tracks good because we're going to support all our local tracks. We're going to go have a good time, sit down and do what we need to do, man. And, you know, we're going to make racing great again, you know. But you got to have cooperation, so. But it's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? These tracks know that the Grudge game is where it's at. That's where the irreverence is coming in at. You know, ain't many people going to see me in a bracket race right now. Ain't many people seeing it. They love the Grudge Fest, you know what I'm saying? And we just got to make sure that us promoters is out here promoting the right thing, you know what I'm saying, and showing the racers what they want to see. You know, a lot of people, you know, come to these Grudge Fests, but they know one thing, if they got shootouts in them in the Grudge races, you know what I'm saying, they know they're going to be looking forward to that, because a Grudge race is not guaranteed, you know what I'm saying, and it's been a lot of, I'm anticipating on some people to call in, man, because there's been a lot of beating on chest thing going on around here, you know what I'm saying, people beating on their chest, and talking about what a person won't do, and they won't put their car down here, and all types of stuff been going on, man. I ain't gonna be the one to say, like, hey, I can't. It ain't after 8 o'clock. I can't get Mr. Pete. I know what you're gonna say, but go ahead and say it anyway.
Oh, you know, I need you to get back to the old Boom and put these motherfuckers on blast. Do not let them slide, Boom. Get this bitch back popping. Don't let them slide.
Hey,
if you know a motherfucker out there beating on their chest, and you know this motherfucker scared to run this one. He want to run this one, but scared to open his mouth, man. Put him on blast. Fuck it. Tell him press the one button. You see the number on there? Hey, open his fucking mic. Yeah, you right here. I see you right here. Yeah, him right here. Yeah. There you go. You just what you're looking for? He right here. He ain't nowhere. He right here. Get this shit together, Boom. Get on their fucking ass, man.
Hey,
well,
I'm going to tell you this here. There's some shit that's going that's going to take place real shortly, you know? My buddy Mike and Steven with the white vest, them guys, I ain't gonna lie to you, man, they doing their thing. They out there every day, you understand me, at our backyard track. Them guys asking for races. They ain't turning down no races. Them guys are really doing their thing right now, man, with the white vest. They got it ironed out. They had a few problems. You know, I think him and Moose will run. Moose gonna come back to Steven.
I've seen some of that. But,
I think that man got a call to compensate
my motor.
Yeah, the track. And most said, no, that small block races on 20 on small track, he don't give a fuck. I mean, that comes from the heart of my mouth, and I'm quite sure that Mo will come on here later on to verify that order. But Mo said these words, and I'm telling y'all. Yeah, we're going to be running something noble. We don't give a fuck about no noble. Long as that motherfucker sit on small tires. Yeah. But we ain't caught that fucking no motherfucker 908 with three kids on that motherfucker. I mean, on small tires. But they got it out there. I mean, on some real shit, man. They got some millionaires out there, man, investing in the game out here, man. You can't beat them for like Bird, man. It's going to be a long time for a motherfucker to catch up with Bird, man. Next year, that man going to have about a 1,200 horsepower. That man, not 1,200, that man gonna be so good. He's gonna have a 1,200 cubic motor, man. You know, fucking, because he's buying the best of everything, you know. But I'm just saying, though, man, it's hard to beat a man with a lot of money that's trying to constantly win, man. And I ain't gonna lie, Birdman has been doing his thing, the Bird brothers been doing their thing. I mean, everybody in the no cap game been doing their thing, man. And
I heard the Bird Boys knocked off Daddy Dave in the finals. I think for one of the shootouts they had, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, them guys, man, and I appreciate everybody be going live, man, when they be going out of town to these different races, man. And I just want to emphasize on this. I want to emphasize to a lot of y'all cats, man. You know, traveling is the key, man. Going to some of these no prep races out of town or the Grudge Fest out of town, man, y'all ain't seen nothing until you go to these little backyard tracks like Huntsville or Selma, Alabama. Man, them guys get it in with them fucking backyard build-ass cars, man. Hey, get your car safe. I like what Pete doing. Pete getting his car safe.
You understand me? If anything go wrong with P-Cup, he pretty much going to walk out of it. You understand me? Because he's getting his car safe. Same thing with Sada Dog. Sada Dog won't see my ass on the seat. Goddamn into the cage. That motherfucker, I can tell you that. You know, because a lot of these kids don't understand. They out there racing these fast-ass cars with no cages, but they got two little small kids at home with a wife and all this other stuff. And they the breadwinner for the family. Something happened to them, then what? You know? So you got to put a protection plan on yourself. And, you know, just like Cat Williams said, I don't know if y'all going to that Cat Williams concert there coming up. No, not Cat Williams, but Cat Williams and Eric Canyon, but your boy Kevin Hart. You know, it's called esteeming your motherfucking self. You know, if you don't like yourself, then don't drive one of them fast that car with no cage. But if you like yourself, invest your money into what you need in your car. You know, that's an epidemic out here in the racing game, man. You got to go to a race car. They go out and spend $15,000, $20,000 on a motor. And don't even have nothing to protect it if it catch on fire. Don't even have a $20 fire extinguisher in the car with them. You know? It catch on fire, it burns to the ground, you know? But, hey, man, I can't teach them how to stay safe. I can tell them. You know, and that's part of my duty, having this radio talk show. Hey, for the ones that's just getting on this talk show, that don't know how the show works, man, I appreciate everybody for calling in to this talk show. This is a grudge racing talk show. We talk about grudge racing, selling parts, buying cars, buying parts. You know, anything pertaining to racing. Have you seen, hey, you know, what's name got his asshole blown out? You know what I'm saying? And it's very easy. All you have to do is, you can hear my voice, press the one button. What that one button does to the computer here that I'm watching, it lets me know that you want to just say, hey, my name is Billy Bob, and I'm from this camp right here, or I'm from Opelousas. So I ain't going to tell you no lie, man. Opelousas boys coming. Hey, man, them boys. I'm going to tell y'all better watch them boys, man. Them boys got an agenda. And I ain't going to lie to you. Let them do Evan, man. I ain't going to lie to you. He got a hard on for more Jesus. And I ain't going to lie to you. I just hope he get that motherfucking Malibu together by July. We're going to put someone on his motherfucking ass in that small tie shootout. Or in a grudge race. We don't give a fuck about him having a twin turbo LS. Fuck it. He's small block on small tie. Let's get it. Motherfucker. Two peas in a motherfucking bucket. Let's get it. But, hey, I can't speak for that. As long as that motherfucker small block, small tie, hey, let's roll. Well, he ain't too thirsty to fuck with no turbo car like somebody. We want to save with a nice car. But, hey, I'll tell you something about that little dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Me, a small change to make them do some things, y'all. I can say, hey. But look here. Wild Thing, what's going on with you, man? What we got in the other bank with Mr. Wild Thing? What we got going on, Mr. Wild Thing?
Man, I ain't got a whole lot going on, boo. Got everything back together, but I'm working 6 days a week now. I can't do a whole lot. So I'm just sitting back and waiting till I get some time.
What's up, man? Also, too, man, you know, I try to be nonpartisan to a lot of my people on the talk show that comes on here faithfully. And I'm a firm believer in patronizing small business, man. And I can tell y'all, my buddy Wild Thing has a little small shop. I know he's doing a lot of work right now, so he don't have a lot of time. But I do have a friend on here named Derek, man. And Mr. Derek is right out of Denham Springs right there. He's opened up a new shop, and he do all kind of fabrication. And the reason why I've been messing with Mr. Derek, cause you know he has an S10, just like mine, and his coming along well, man. And I just can't wait to have mine to be able to sit just like that. And you know, and so I mean, y'all, if y'all can, it's called Auto Fab. And hold on, we got a lot of mics we need to open up. A lot of you guys ready to talk, and I'm on here. Hold on, 504-2275, your mic is hot. Who am I speaking with?
Go ahead on, Boom. Just go ahead on with your conversation. You know what I'm saying? I pick up when you open up the mics and fall back with your discussion.
Oh, they go to Jesus, man. He gonna come back on in a few minutes and confirm a couple of things I probably said or dispute some things I said. I don't know why motherfucker think Jibber called me and Mo click. You understand me? That I can't say nothing fucked up or I can't say nothing wrong because I have said a lot of things Mo don't agree with and then things that he do agree with. You know, but one thing Mo do know, can't fool Father Nature because I know everything. But with that being said, Mo, I'm going to let you come back on because I can see the future. I got a big old ball with him
I'm rubbing on more. We're going to read their future in a few minutes. Hold on. Let me see who this is right here. This it's probably the Massville boy, Killick, right here. 985-7937.
What's up, Boom?
What's going on? Oh, that ain't not the Massville boy. I know who that is, y'all. That's Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Phil,
hey,
bro.
That's Phil who, y'all?
Phil.
Hey, they gonna Phil who? Hey, Phil, this is what I want to know, Phil.
Now, I know Phil. Phil, I know you. I know you speed race and I know you track race. But this is what I want to know. For July the 21st at Hub City Dragway, I know you got somebody in mind you want that's been fucking with you that you want to knock their ass off of the track. Can I get that name real quick or you want to hold up?
Oh? Oh.
I want Hot Rod brother-in-law. I want Hot Rod. And who else I want while I'm out there? I might as well let. Nah, I'm gonna leave that line right there. I'm sorry.
Hey, well, hold on, because I think Hot Rod just pushed one. But let me see it. I think Hot Rod will lock your ass in. Let me see what it is. 47-14.
You know what it is. hey, but I'm gonna say one thing. Everything going good on the 21st, me and Phil gonna get it on. But I hear you back there giggling, sniggling. When you get that turbo car ready, I'm gonna beat your eyeballs out your head. You just, I don't want to hear you always running your mouth in the background talking about somebody who did, somebody who that. You get your shit together, you do it. You get your shit together, you come. You come get it too. As long as I'm a topic of conversation, it's all good. But this is the thing. How you hire some entertainment then? You want to see somebody do something, pay for a race to happen.
When my car ready, I'm going to race. I got to have something ready to race. But I'm saying, y'all around there testing y'all cars, and then you got to set up race for 8 fucking months away when you got people shooting at you every day. Do what you got to do and go defend yourself. And stop trying to tell me something, a man that ain't got nothing, a man that ain't been in the game in over 10 years, y'all quick to shoot at me, shoot at the motherfuckers that shooting at you. I ain't being quiet no more, bro. Fuck all that being humble shit. I've been humble too long, dog. I'm getting real
Hold on. Don't make me insinuate that you stand that High Rod got off prison and ran around on the trailer and all these folks that sit like him out here raising and he ain't trying to engage. That what you saying?
High Rod got Earl Pressure over there. You got videos of that bitch running. Get pictures,
hey,
whatever you got to take care of it and start backing them off you. That's all I'm
tell
saying.
Just,
I ain't saying his car 100% running
on
right
wheel.
Now.
Boom on wheels.
Go get on the ass,
huh? Just because you're trying to overtalk me, the only reason I ain't cutting up is because I'm in the store. But you can say what you want.
Okay, go ahead.
But like you, it's people like you that want to see me go out there again and take the licks that I was taking before, trying to hurry up and me and Phil get out there just to race because we wanted to bring action. But they got haters in the background who want to see you lose. Yeah, bro, period.
That's the difference. You can have your opinion about how you think and I'm addressing stuff, but you never heard me say I want to see nobody lose. Y'all probably say I don't like fucking Ali or something. I told Ali, I want him to go raise his car too. I tell you the same thing. Hey, bro,
you're not going to say it, Pete.
I don't have to say it. You can't tell me how I feel about something. I'm telling you.
Well, you can't tell me how I feel about it.
I want to see you race.
Well, you can't tell me how I feel about it. That's what I feel.
Because I see all these motherfuckers shooting at you, and I feel like I know how it's going to race. That one time I ran right beside
you.
You
know what? You know one thing. You know, now you yourself. You yourself know how it will race. So, I ain't got to keep up over you. I'm in the store, man. I ain't got to do all that.
You ain't got to talk over me, but I'm telling you. If I'm saying,
where'd I get the weight for it?
Here or? If I'm waiting on how to defend yourself, I want to see Hot lose.
All right.
No, that sounds like I'm saying I can't wait to Hot get his shit together to race so these people can stop shooting at him. That's what I'm saying, Bo.
And what I'm telling you is this. What I'm telling you is this. What I'm telling you is this. What I feel is this.
Feel
race. We was going to come out there with the call. We was going to come out there with the call to make an exhibition race. Me and Side Bitch, we was going to just do all the things. So everybody, Michael, Ali, all them bucking and talking that shit, like it's something like something sweet over here. I'm telling you. Y'all just don't know. It's about to go down. Period. I'm finished with these two primes. I'm finished with these two primes in the ring ceremony. So it's going down. I take care of my kids first, but now I'm about to show you. I'm about to show you. I'm about to show you.
That's all I ask.
You got to take care of
them. That's all I ask for, boo. I just want to see you get out here and back niggas up all.
Oh, motherfucker, I hope you ain't got to show me.
Man, Phil, look. Hey. I just hope you can accept what I'm going to do to you.
I'm okay, bro. I guarantee you. I finished breaking that dick off when you ain't going to raise nobody after me.
Hey, let me tell you like this. As long as y'all around that campfire talking about what y'all gonna do, I hope I have a camera to see what the conversation gonna be after I do y'all.
Well, I got plenty of money to lose for you.
Hey, you keep on saying that, but then when we talk, you be saying, "Hey, bro, you know we could just have fun." So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna keep that. That's my mental note. You saying you got plenty of money to lose? You keep on saying that around town. So that's how we gonna do it, okay?
Oh, we're gonna ride,
We ain't gotta talk no numbers on the radio show. We gonna talk about it when we get it on. We gonna talk about it.
Hey, brother. Hey, man. Turn that lawnmower around, man. Turn that lawnmower. Shoot that shit that way, bro.
I don't do that number talking on the phone. So we'll just talk about it.
Hey.
And I'm gonna guarantee you this. It's gonna be something.
I'm gonna tell you this here. I tell y'all I got a crystal ball, and I can tell y'all this here.
How you doing?
Everybody bumming the gun about how they high ride. I'm giving a high ride, Phil. You can get my money. I'm gonna let you know. I'm giving a high ride. I'm taking the underdog.
Phil
on B side, bitch. Phil on B side, bitch. And he's a champion. So in order for the undefeated to be the champion, you got to knock him out, man. I mean, you got to clear. You can't beat him. You can't beat him by half a feeling. You got to beat him. You got to clear him. You got to be able to see the clearness. Can we get $100 bet on that?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Uh-oh. Phil don't know what.
Oh, what you say now?
What you say, Phil?
I'll give him all that money.
Oh no! I was asking since you the champ, you don't beat that bitch already.
No champ, man.
knock it out, man! You the champ, man.
I ain't nobody, man. Yeah, but you do have that side bitch.
What's
this?
Huh?
You got that side bitch. All right,
I'm gonna be a hundred with high ride.
It's cool.
I don't know. I might bet more. It depends on how I feel that day. I might be lost 2 or 3 more pounds by then. I might feel real light on my feet. I might try to let my hair hang down that day. I don't know. We're gonna see. But I like how
I got some duct tape for you too.
Huh?
I got some duct tape for you too.
Duct tape? Oh my lord! That's how I first came with duct tape. They tied my hand behind my back. They made me lay on my stomach and pulled my legs back. And they held me for ransom. Is that what you're trying to do? Hold me for ransom?
You here to talk about it, so that means you came up with the ransom or you just got out of there.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, High Rod.
I don't want to read. If you got to say it like that means something I don't need to know about. So it's all good.
No. I'm just saying that I know they're going to try to hold me for ransom. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be done gave my money to you.
the place in the bed already. So when he comes with the duct tape, I'm gonna do the reverse, the Hodge maneuver, karate stand, move on, and I'm gonna duct tape his ass while I do that. They're trying to drive that motherfucker. You know,
all he gonna do is put that duct tape on his mouth.
Yep, I'm gonna put the duct tape on his mouth and on his hands.
It's all good, baby. It's all good, my nigga.
We're going to have some fun.
We're going to do it.
Hey, so they say the race is on the 21st now, right?
Oh, this month, yeah?
July the 21st.
Okay.
And for the,
hey,
July the 21st.
Okay.
And for the,
okay.
But look, check it out, Bill. We can get together before that, too. Me and you.
Oh, we can dance before that. Well, no, I tell you what I do, Hot. I'll save you for that day, but let me fuck your brother-in-law first. I gotta get in first. I'm gonna punish one of you motherfuckers before that day. I'm gonna rub it in.
Well,
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do for you for July 21st. I'll tell you what I'll do for you for July 21st.
Hey, boy, you're doing this thing recording, right?
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna take my lick. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do with you on July 21st. Nigga, I'll run you with the Monte Carlo, nigga.
That's good. That's cool. Either way.
I'll run you with John Rebels.
As long as it's yours, I don't care. Any one of them.
Hey, nigga, they always was mine.
I'll run you with John Rebels.
I'll let you pick your partner.
Hey, the car was yours, but them last three races we won, that was my motor. Now, keep it real.
Hey. Yeah, you had your motor in for the last couple races.
Okay. That's all.
You have the motor than that. But guess what? The car, the train, this all rich shit with mine.
Wait. Phil. Now that wasn't my one transmission in there with the converter. That was my whole setup for the back there.
You know. Fuck no.
Hey, it's all good. We ain't got to talk about that.
I hear you play with the motor in my car now, nigga. But
hey,
guess what?
We ain't got to fuck about it.
I hope you got that same motherfucking motor in Ronnie Mustang. Come and tell your ass out the frame with it.
I got it in there for that purpose, to show you.
Okay.
To show you. That's it. We're going to get it on.
We're going to dance, nigga. I'm going to have that duct tape behind you waiting.
Hey, I got some cold drink in that duct tape waiting.
Okay, hey, that's all good. I appreciate it. I'm going to drink that motherfucker, too.
All right.
But in the meantime, you tell your brother-in-law get some under that motherfucker. I'm going to twist him up. If I don't twist him up with this motherfucking little ball, my mom named Dorothy. She dead.
All right, now. All right.
I'm telling you, Bob. You think I'm playing with y'all. You didn't think I'm playing with y'all. I'm coming at you, bro. Straight up. All I need no one to do is drive. That's it.
Yeah,
and we're gonna get it on, we're gonna get all this out the way, and we're gonna make it out.
That's it.
And but like I said, they got all a couple other names I'm gonna call, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna leave that long time I deal with you. I finish punishing you and shit. I'm just gonna tell them, come on, let's get it over with. but I promise you, July 21st, whatever it is, I'm coming with both motherfucking codes, not one.
Man, you're going to need both of them, but now I don't want to send you home because I'm going to probably clap both of them.
You're not sending me home, boy. You're not, boy, I'm going to tell you something.
What about the names there, Phil? Shoot the names out
there. What up, boy, Jesus?
What'd you say, baby? Out there, you went there.
You hear
Pammy?
Hey, that didn't look like you playing, trying to get from under that shit.
No, I mean, you sound like, hey, how you doing? All right, how you doing?
I'm gonna let you know I'm coming with both calls.
All right, man.
I'm coming with that white bitch, and I'm coming with that gray bitch.
That's what's up. Shit. That's what's up.
And I hope you pick the right one. Hey, you look like
I'm gonna say put the baddest one on me.
Huh?
I'm gonna say put the baddest one on me.
No, I'm gonna let you pick it.
No, but this is what we gonna do. When we call the pot, you gonna pull the baddest one out.
Oh, I am coming at you with the baddest one. You can believe that.
All right.
I am. I want the right lane.
Oh, Lord Embers.
I won't run to the wall and be in the left lane, so I take the right lane. So I can run into
the
other
wall.
You
better put a steering wheel on the other side of the car, because you know no that nigga look one way. Shit.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's all right.
But
it's all right, though. I ain't gonna be worried about what he's doing back there, so it's all good.
Yeah. No, you better worry about what's in front of you. You better worry about what's in front of you.
Phil got the hot spot, bro.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, you think he in love now? Wait till I make love to him out there. Oh, he ain't gonna be able to do nothing but sit still.
No. Hey, nigga, you ain't doing nothing but sneaking, making a fucking hit, and he didn't think you're running. Nigga, race somebody. Get come talk.
Oh, now I gotta race somebody.
Nigga. I've been representing hard. I'm letting you know, nigga, I'm coming at you.
Hey,
all I want you to do is get out there, nigga. I want you to run your best, dog. So when I put that gap band on your motherfucking ass, you're going to say, damn, that nigga blew my ass full out. See, I'm going to give you that duct tape to get full of hell off your booty cheek.
That was my damn. I'm bringing that DNA test, too. I'm bringing that DNA test so when I can test this child, I put this baby in you, I'm going to bring this DNA test because we're going to have to make sure. Because you got a lot of them that say they're going to put one in you.
I know. I wish they come on. The way I see it so far, they might say they're going to try to put it in, but I don't see nothing happening.
One of them asking for you. He asked you, and you said, hey, how you doing?
What are you talking about? Shit and that.
You heard
say the name, say the name, and I'm gonna direct it. I'm gonna clear it up for you. Say the name. Who that is? Talking about?
Hey, the man. The man just asked you.
I know you ain't talking about Junior.
Junior? No, I ain't. Look, I ain't fucking around with Junior. I say Mo just asked you, hey, how you doing? See, Mo say names of them other people.
I'm saying them. Hey, nigga, I'm saying them. The nigga that I want to raise, I'm saying. I ain't scared to see who I ain't scared to raise.
Oh, all right.
If I get beat, I get beat. How am I going to tell you like this here? I ain't running from nobody. I ain't scared to raise neither one of my calls, dog.
You're not
tell you one
to
thing.
Be.
My calls ain't going to push over no more. Ain't no nigga pulling no races either.
What's the point of raising?
Hey, you can take that how you want, but I'm just saying.
Hey, because we already talked about that before. Hey, Mo. Clear that shit up for one last time with him with that shit.
Man, Phil, that man ain't through no reason, man. That was a doggone good race, man, and I happened to come out on top, man.
I went off the motherfucking road twice and almost killed myself because you wasn't getting the fucking car, and you going to talk about somebody through a race? Come on, man, and I'm in the pot. I was in the pot $600. Oh, what that look like? I heard the rumor you were spreading about that shit, talking about me and Mo was friends, and I threw, man, that was the biggest race of the motherfucking century on the pad, and why would a nigga pull some bullshit like that?
The biggest part, too.
Why would a nigga pull some bullshit like that? And I went off the road twice. Then they killed myself trying to win the motherfucking race.
Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
All that's over now. I'm dealing with you now.
No, it ain't over. You just said it. So, you know what? So, hey, I'm going to take it out on your ass for saying that. We going to bet. I'm gonna show you.
I'm scared.
Hold on, don't be scared. Just bring that big pocketbook you got. You got all that money, bring that
money. I
want a
good one too. Sure fuck do, nigga. Come get it.
I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna make a promise to you, dude. After man you bet on the race, man, you gonna bet on this. We're gonna bet the fucking gap too.
I'm gonna love that. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm willing to bet that I'm gapping you before the 3:30.
I'm willing
to bet that if I'm not gapping you before the 3:30, I didn't gap you.
Oh,
and this
man,
ain't
you
just talking
really
shit
crap,
because
man.
No, because the car getting right. We about to get the car getting all the way right, and I know what I know what I can do.
Get it right. I want you at your best.
Oh, I'm gonna be
I
my
want
best.
You at your best, nigga.
Oh yeah,
and
we're gonna be
best,
we gonna have the pattern down, and it ain't gonna be no going off course
okay.
trying to
I'm
hit it with a little more notches, no.
I make a bet with you too. I wanna make another bet with you. I want everybody to hear this too, nigga.
You hear me? Okay, we got two.
I want everybody
now,
to hear
though.
This too, nigga. No, I want you to hear this too. I'm about to ask. So you say serious, you talk about you were gonna be ready, you gonna be this. Nigga, we coming straight off the motherfucking trail, nigga, to the line.
Hey, you know what's gonna be funny?
Stay off the fucking trailer, nigga, to the line.
You can't make me say that because I ain't got no low horsepower car.
Yeah, I hope you don't think
oh,
I do.
Oh shit.
I ain't got no low horsepower car. I'm gonna make one or two hits.
I want to stay off the trailer. We kind of stay off the trailer, nigga.
I might not have been racing lately, but I've been racing, so you can't make me do nothing crazy.
I can make you do nothing crazy. I'm just, nigga, what you think? I'm doing something crazy. I'm coming straight off the trailer.
Well, I tell you what, you can stay on the trailer. I'm going to make my two hits or one. Yeah, I can make the one. Get the car 330. I know where I'm going to be. Out front, period.
See what I'm saying? You talking about you going
to
be there,
what you saying? What you mean? Because I say I'm going to go off the trailer. Boom. Boom. Is it feasible for me to go off the trailer? And I don't know the weather. I don't know what. If it's hot and humid and the track slick, I ain't going to go out there and throw the race talking about off the trailer with you. No.
Man, that's why they call doing burnouts and shit, bro. And back up to the fucking line and do another one.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you. When I get ready to run field, I'm going to come straight out the motherfucking trailer run him. Motherfucker. Me.
Well,
he
can do it.
But if you,
and
boom, because I'm going to have enough manual and motherfucker to make up everything. So, hey,
I'm going to come out there. Boom. When you come off the trailer on me, I'm going to pull all the salmonella out your ass.
That sounds good. And I can't tell the whole lot because I ain't got no oil pressure. But I'll probably do one thing.
I ain't gonna tell him no more. Boom, I'm gonna let my barber's license go. I'm gonna be out here cutting hair under the table. You hear me?
Come on, get it.
What you say, Pete?
I'm trying to analyze this thriller type thing. Well, you know, I'm trying to learn this racing game, so y'all got to excuse my lack of knowledge. So you can't go off the trailer because of what?
I say if you sitting there with a car that make high horsepower, a lot of torque, and you go out there and just press off the trailer. Now, this is the thing. Now, if I'm going to tell you like this. If my car set up for racing strictly on the track, I can do it. But if I'm racing on the track and then I turn around and take a street race, all that's changed.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a street race.
Will you apply power or do you set your suspension up? Huh?
High street race got something to do with us talking about racing at the track.
He was asking how because he's a street racer.
Okay.
But this is the thing. I tell you what. I'm going to tell you like this. If the weather the same and good out there that day, when you pull up, I might just tell you, get that motherfucker off the trail.
Woo, I would love that shit. I'm going to tell you,
Pete, just to verify from my standpoint, you know, my name is Boom. So I'm gonna, let me clarify to you from my standpoint.
Boom going to do what
every, it takes. Every pass I make is a deadly pass. So I can't risk a pass. I ain't gonna lie to you. I might just land, goddamn me, on that first pass. And you know, So that's why I'd rather, especially if I know I done made her some good hits on the track and on the street, you understand me? So that would be my thing, you know what I'm saying? If I done made some hits before and I know I go down any track and I go down any road, fuck around, I can come off the credit with a man, you know what I'm saying? See, that same thing with Bill Rogers and them. Bill Rogers and them, you know what I'm saying? They know every pass is a deadly pass for them. So, you know what I'm saying?
If your car can accept a whole bunch of negative opinion angle, you can do that. Period. On any at any track, you can go straight off the trail.
Oh yeah.
That's the thing. A lot of people don't know that.
You're saying it's based on your suspension then.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, it's pretty much based on the car. I mean, it's based on the car. And then if you got a whole bunch of electronics in there that'll make the car do what you want it to do every time, that's cool. But if you ain't got a bunch of electronics, I mean, if your chassis man got you right, and he know, oh, you tell him, okay, he's sitting there with you, and he see the track, he say, all right, the track ain't came around yet. You can go off the trailer, but let's just wait until the track get where we need it at. And when you pick that time and you go off the trailer, then you can do it. But the average person that said they want to go off the trailer, if you're trying to wait until you see the track get where you need it to be, they're going to be like, no, dog, let's get it on now. Then you're looking like you don't want to come off the trail. No, I'm waiting until the track come around. Then you get to the position, if track don't come around, now you got to run it anyway. So why would I do that if I just say, hey, bro, look, I'm going to make my two hits, and then we're going to get it on. I'm going to adjust to the track. We're going to tune into the track.
Y'all going to be running on the same track.
Hey, it ain't that you're running two different tracks, but if you're running two different cars, two different horsepowers, that's the difference.
Man, yeah, look, check this out. Look, check this out. This is how the straight off the trailer shit go. To be good at going straight off the trailer, you have to know your doggone car, be able to walk the surface, and make a good judgment on what shock tune-up and power management tune-up to put in it to get down that surface. That's how you get good at going off the doggone trailer. You have to know your car, and you have to know how to tune your car to go down whatever, no matter if it's 12 o'clock in the day or 12 o'clock at night. Whether the track good or bad, mediocre, marginal, greasy, however the track is. Once you learn your car and learn your equipment, you're supposed to be able to walk the surface. And I'm saying, you know, for me, I use a temperature gun. I use a temperature gun, and I go to the track, and I go in the groove, and I use my foot.
Temperature gun? That'd be a temperature gun you'd be having all this time. I thought you were taking nigga time, boo. I thought you had a radar gun.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like you said, you got the power management. But with my 6010, I mean, I'm just LS based. I don't have no power management. I can't make the car take some timing out and do this and that. The timing gonna be where it's gonna be, and it's gonna run what it ran the time I said do this. And if it can't do that, it's just gonna blow the tires or it's gonna be left. So that's why I say, I get all that high dollars.
Once you learn how to make adjustments and make good decisions on your car, then it's reasonable for you to come off the trailer. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna make him two hits, and I'm gonna have a reasonable decision for his ass. I'm gonna warm his ass up out there.
Bah.
Cause I'm gonna tell you like this, me myself, I love coming off the trailer because that give them a.
I'm telling you what we can do, nigga. We ain't got weekend plan first, nigga. Sandy almost here. Or we can go to Gulfport tomorrow. Fuck that. What's happening? What's happening? Gulfport open tomorrow. We can wait. We can do it second week. Hey, we ain't gotta wait.
I can't do it.
He ain't ready, Phil.
I can't do it.
And I'm still coming straight off the fucking trailer.
Boy, look here. Because you raise that car for every 2 days.
No, you're a lie. Once a week. That's it. Just once a week. Every Wednesday, I go. That's it. I was going Saturday, Sunday for 1,000 foot and all that other shit.
What? But I'll tell you.
We're going to dance, bitch. We're going to dance.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go on mute. I'm about to get these crawfish together. You're
gonna get your crawfish together.
Crawfish. I went to the con and I told him, give me some of them fields back there. They said, what that is? I said, them crawfish.
You should say them fields. I tell you one thing, nigga. I ain't back down from a motherfucker getting. I ain't taking it and keep coming right back.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing, I ain't giving up shit no more. I ain't giving up shit. But I tell you one thing, you get that regular motherfucker on that line anytime soon, boy, you're going to be my motherfucking huckleberry.
You know what? Hey, you better watch the movie and realize what the huckleberry was, man.
We're going to give you a bad blow, boy. I'm telling you what. You're going to go back and hide for another 7 years, nigga. But.
I wasn't hiding before. I just took it out and made us win some races. That's all. I wasn't hiding before. I took it out and made you win some races.
No, I'm talking about niggas. Last time you ran, nigga, last time you, when you ran with that car, man, you ran anybody?
With this car, no.
Okay.
So
well, I'm worried about racing a nigga that's unfucking proven. Damn, where this come from?
Hey, if you worried about me, you already know my pedigree. That's what it is. And just because y'all sit around the campfire and lie to each other, you already know it. So I ain't worried about you.
Hold up, nigga. What kind of pedigree you got, nigga? Chihuahua?
Hey, yep.
Number nine.
You won your first three races with that Chihuahua. Finally.
Yeah,
finally right. Won something.
You got all done, though. You call that what you want. You call that what you want, my nigga. That your Chihuahua.
Hey, you and y'all so called big dogs. When I do them,
who,
if I happen
who,
to do them first, I'm gonna bring it back.
Hey, man, who you trying to talk about? Say what you talking about, nigga. Fuck.
Hey,
you, man,
Michael,
nigga.
Michael Ali, all y'all getting it. Ain't no question about it.
Oh man, that's people that race. If you want to race one of them people,
who raced?
I don't know, but I'm still trying to get your ass in the lane.
I told y'all I'm dialing in, so now you want to say, come on. But
you've been dialing in for a year and a half, nigga.
Y'all been dialing them in for what? How many years? And how many motors?
Dialing with that. Dialing with
clothes. Y'all been dialing in for how many years and how many motors?
Who? Guess what? If they ain't what I like, nigga, I'm going to buy me another motherfucking motor.
What do you think? Get ready to purchase another one.
Nigga, I'm going to tell you something. Nigga, you beat that fucking Nova, nigga. I'll sell it on the spot to a nigga out there.
Well, you better have your titles with you.
I know. I'm telling you, nigga, bring some money. Because we're going to race. And I wanted to tell you that here, too. Bring your brother-in-law. I'm going to beat up on his ass first, nigga. Then I'm going to make you sit there and wait for the asshole in a second. I'ma skin the tin off that motherfucker for y'all. Yeah.
The thing is, he was back there waiting on you, and you wouldn't come around the corner. What happened?
Yeah, I was fucking. Now they're trying to come off the trail, nigga. I was having trouble. Boom told me to put the car back on trail. I was having trouble.
Well, how boom? Oh, boom! You told him to put the car.
Boom was right there barbecuing, nigga. Get the car ready to come off the trail.
Well, boom, why you
tell him? Get them fucking bombers back there.
That boy, he was on the dealing with the car, trying to figure out what was wrong with it. I told him he was ribbing on it, and it was shooting flames, goddamn me, 20 feet in the air. And I went over there, I said, Phil, cut this car off and leave that car home, go home and take them valves, because you got a rock arm off, man. Because I knew it wasn't hitting on all eight cylinders. You like that little car that was out there on the pad the other day, that little Camaro, man. I was out there with what's the name of the little great I-Rock Camaro, man. That thing run pretty good, man. Once they went around there, figure out why I wasn't hitting on all
that.
No, this was he be fucking with Uranium. What's the name now? He put a little click, all out click. And that run good, man. Yeah, he was trying to do a burnout, man.
Come on, Matt called a burgundy one?
No, this is a silver one. This is a fine gray one, like a pink. Yeah, this is another one I'm going to do. But anyway, when they come back around that motherfucker, you know, I was sitting on them, that motherfucker got him yonder, boy, I tell you. Kind of like Magic Car going down to that bitch saying, ooh, look at that motherfucker. But now, yeah, but Phil Carr was popping back to the copper and all that stuff. And I told him, I said, man, don't you got that?
I'm sorry, I got the racetrack. You never buy any sound, nigga.
Yeah, but he came back though. He said he found out what's wrong with it, and
I had long hair.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, I had too long hair.
I knew one thing. It wasn't right. And I know when a motherfucker hit on all the cylinders, man. When a motherfucker hit on, you fuck with that magazine and that motherfucker hit on all the cylinders, boy, that's a recipe for kaboom. But look, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 4 more minutes. If there's anybody on here that wanna call somebody out, lock somebody in, I need y'all to speak now if we ever hold your peace, because we're going to shut this show down in about 3 minutes. We're going to shut down early, guys. I apologize for it, but I got to go to this very important meeting, you know what I'm saying? And it's concerning the race. It's going to happen on the 28th of July. And so I got to be at this meeting, and we're going to find out. We're going to try to make, you know what I'm saying, this race just as great as the one we're going to have in Hub City. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be some people that's not going to be able to make the race in Hub City. But they will be able to make the race, you know what I'm saying, man, no problem, which is the following week after that, which is the 28th. So for the ones that can't make it on the 21st, which a lot of guys are going to come in on the 21st and make our race, and then they probably going to turn right back around again if they still got all pressure and come to no problem on the 28th with us. 504-0427, your mic is hot.
Hey, Boone, what's happening? It's Logan and Moe and the rest of the crew. Hey, now this that black Mustang side piece. Trying to see when old Phil going back to the track.
Uh oh. Phil said he going to the track tomorrow.
What black Mustang? What black Mustang?
A black one that's supposed to hook up with you again.
Okay, hey, I'm at track this weekend, my man. Hey, I'm down to get out of
here. What they got a race out there?
They got a race. We don't need no race away. I'm in the track.
Are you going to stake out? What about Friday night? Friday night, me man, no problem. Friday night.
I'm not coming. We that's too fucking far.
What's the difference? That's different. That's far for me too. What's the
difference? Then you just call me, ask me to race. When I'm going to the track, I told you I'm going to have it, baby.
Well, all right, when you come in the state capital, no problem. When you coming that way, then?
Next time I have something in, going to get something, somebody has something in, let everybody go, I'm coming. I want everybody to see my race, dog. I don't want to be the back man. I'm going to try to get in front. Fuck that. I'm trying to lead the way.
All right, well, whenever I see you at the track, I'm going to tap you on your shoulder.
All right.
If I come to Hattiesburg, no problem, wherever I see you, I'm going to tap you on your shoulder.
I'm going to Hattiesburg Saturday.
Okay. I can't promise I'm gonna make Hattiesburg. But
I've been down to the bar.
Well shit, that's about the same distance. Meet me at no problem Friday night and we can lock it in.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something, bro. That's hey dude. I live all the way in motherfucking Mississippi, dude. I thought you had lived in New Orleans.
Still live Picayune, Mississippi.
Okay, all right. I thought you live in New Orleans. Well, I ain't gonna force you to come, but whenever they got something this way or I come that way, I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder.
Please tap me, bro.
Whenever we
get
the track.
Tap me on both
of them. I ain't gonna put no motor pass on you this time, man.
Hey, I'll fire up from 40% to 80%.
Hey, man, you not the driver, man? You scared to drive your car? Tell Noon I'm going to put a foot in his ass for driving it for you.
Say it again?
I said, since you're not driving, I'm going to have to put a foot in Noon's ass for driving it for you.
Man, bring your money.
All right.
Don't let your mouth overload your ass out there, yo. I'm going to ask you for it, but I'm going to get it to you. Yeah, give it to me.
Give it to me raw.
Hey, I like fucking you raw.
Give it to me raw.
All right,
225-1310. Your mic is out. Who am I speaking with?
How y'all doing tonight? It's Ed. Okay. A lot of people know me as JR. I don't know the Angry Bird 2.0.
Oh, there
y'all,
you
y'all
go.
Got a lot of, y'all got a lot of inside going on. I like that. I like that. Sound like y'all trying to engage. That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is a small show. You know, this is a quick show. I'm ending it real early, man. But this show here, uses all the way live, man. We got some big hitters on here every now and then. We have a few pro mile guys on here. Sometimes we get Darren them on here and type shit like that there, man. But what's going on with you, Mr. Ed? Tell everybody what y'all got
going
on.
Oh, man.
Next, I got something going on.
Next month in June, man, June 30th, I got Bullet locked
okay.
in. We're going to go ahead and get this over with, you know. But, you know, me and him, we like that's a rival that you're going to see every time we see each other. You know what I mean? Cause,
okay.
You know, we both from Mississippi, and, hey, like he told me, he just don't believe it. So I told him I would every time I see him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
but look, yeah, let me ask you this. I like to campaign for jobs. I need an MC job on that day. Can I get a job that day doing the MC?
Man, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Boom. Listen, I actually committed to somebody on doing it. And you know what? I would have had called you and, you know what I'm saying? And got you and got you for the do it that day. You know what I'm saying? I ended up committed. Somebody else called me and I was like, you know, like I said, it's my first time actually doing it. You know what I'm saying? And kind of, you know, go that way, you know, but I'm most definitely like, I'm going to look to probably try to do another one. Also, depending on
okay.
how this go or whatever. And, you know, I'm most definitely give you some action on that. You know what I'm saying? That's the man of my word on that.
Oh, that'll work,
I'm most definitely give you some action on that. You know?
That'll work, man.
I got a couple of
guys.
So
what all fans y'all? What kind of class y'all got going on for June the 30th? What kind of class y'all plan on doing for the
30th? I got a 470 index. I got a small tire. I got a 6070. And then I got a, you know, street car. I got a little street car class. pretty much, like I say, on the 470, like I say, I'm running an index, 159 in. Got a 2,000 first place, you know, 500 this first and second place. I got a small tire 2,000. Everything guaranteed payout, 10 car minimum. But since it's gonna be my first race, I'm a guarantee regardless if it don't show up or not or whatever coming there. I'm gonna pay that out. Whatever I got on there, that's what I'm gonna pay. You know, kind of, you know, pretty much keep it to be a man of my word. Pretty much, you know, anybody want to come out? Everybody, whether you didn't, you know, here, I know everybody ain't got fast cars, but hey, we all race, you know what I'm saying? Everybody have fun. I mean, you know, hey, I started with a car, you know, and just eventually, shit, I done growed up to where I'm at now, shit, hey, ain't no telling. Then I might have to go back down, you know what I'm saying? But right now, you know, shit, we just out there just trying to have a little fun. You know, talk a little trash and, you know, make it happen. You know, we're going to talk the talk. We're going to try to walk the walk. You know, I ain't scared to get in the paint. You know, a lot of them be around there talking, but I get in the paint and get what? Hey, I'm going to, either if I win or lose, it don't matter. Monday morning, I'm going back to work. It don't matter to me. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, so, hey. You know, so let's say, hey.
Why?
You know, y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all come on.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah, that's why it's important, man. Try to dedicate every Tuesday, man, between now and June, because I have a variety of people come on here. Like I said, I got damn near 50 people on here, and this is a small show. So
you get a wide
audience, and then a lot of people that can't get on the show, they go live on their computers at home, and they can still listen.
Yeah.
They just can't talk. So, I mean, I reach out to a whole lot of people. You know what I'm saying, on this show, man. So this is a great revenue of coming on. It don't cost you nothing. This show is for y'all, by y'all. Quite a few people that love this show, like Big Mev and a couple other people, come on here and advertise. I don't ask for anything, but some people that knows my PayPal account, they send me $10, $5, no help to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
This show is only like $50 a month. You know what I'm saying? The Madisonville boys and Clay, you know, pays the bill to this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, they got an automatic charge on their credit card. But this show is for us racers and by us racers. So, and
okay.
This is what we sit back. This is like a news. This is basically a news network for racing, man. Yeah, they get on here. They're
okay.
Going to talk about digging, fucking in the ass and all of this. But that's part of the grudge talk. Ain't none of them guys homosexual that I know of. But that's a part of the grudge talk. They come on here, and a lot of, and I tell them every time in intermission of this show, I tell them, hey, this show may not be for you if you don't have thick skin. And I tell
that's
them,
right.
I warn them. You know, and the people have a choice on this show. You don't have to hit that one button. You can sit back, because I got a lot of people that come in here on a regular basis, because it shows me your phone number on here, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I know who's out there, and the ones that I recognize, you know, I know they already on that. And when they hit the one button, it also shows me that, too. So this show is for y'all, by y'all, and I talk about that all the time. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have got to get out of here. I got a meeting I got to get to, and I appreciate everybody for coming on here. And Mo, I appreciate you for coming on here and letting everybody know what you got going on June the 30th at State Capitol Raceway. And I'm quite sure you have a great turnout with it, man. And if I could do anything to help you, call me on the back line. My phone number is all over my page, so my phone number is not no secret. I've been had it for 11 years. It ain't going to change. I'm trying to hold on to it, you know, all I can. So if I can help you out, just hit me on the back line, any kind of advice, you know, and everything else. I don't mind helping nobody because I do know one thing. It's a struggle out here for us promoters. But hold on. We got somebody else want to talk with us. Hold on, y'all. 504-5615. Your mic is on. Your last phone number. Who that, Ali?
Well, it's 9 o'clock. Call it a night.
No, it's not. It's not 9 o'clock. It's just, I got a meeting to go to. Ali. Ali, you talking to me, or you don't know that you are your mic is open? Ali. Oh, he must don't know. But anyway, I just muted him, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't know that the thing had put him in queue. Sometimes this computer automatically throws you into queue. If I just so happen to throw you in the queue and open your mic, you say, hey, boom, I didn't mean to hit the one button, or it made a mistake and threw me in, because this is a computer. These motherfuckers do default. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, man, go ahead.
Well, like I said, man, you guys, during that week, y'all got a little grudge that y'all want to get off your chest or whatever. Want to come in there and run the class. I mean, you know, everybody welcome. I mean, you know, you're welcome to come on out. We're going to be cooking, and you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all always come on up by my trail and get something. I normally, you know, cook, get away here. Hey, give it to us gone, you know. So, hey, it don't matter. I mean, you know, I talk a lot of trash, but let me tell you something. I'm a friendly guy. You give me,
you know what I mean? I don't eat a whole lot like I used to because, you know, I had the surgery and everything. I've been losing weight. But when I do get hungry, though, I don't mind asking nobody because one thing Grandma and them told me, and I learned it well, closed mouth won't get fed. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
bro.
Hey. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. There go my buddy Crackhead and them. Go ahead. Go ahead, the Fox Bar. They got the Fox Bar.
Oh, we got all our pressure on 2-up. We got all our pressure.
Uh-oh.
We got oil pressure, we got oil pressure with the black guy.
I smell trouble.
We got oil pressure, but we need to be here. We like a limo or something, but a possibility we might have both of them at a Curry Race on the
19th. Mm-hmm. Mo, there's another thing too. Your boy Sherman, we trying to caravan to your boy Sherman race, a bunch of Louisiana guys, man, going up to the Sherman race in Macon on June the 16th.
That one man back, bro.
And we taking Mo car up there, and hopefully my little truck will be ready. If not, we're gonna take Mo car up there, and we're gonna try to get on Silver thing ass. If not, if we get away from us, or if we get away from him. We're gonna redo it at our race in Hub City, and
which is in the end of July. Me and Mo race is the 21st of July, but Sherman race is June the 16th. And that, and you may sell quite a few guys you know in that area. So if you want, you might want to send some an ambassador from your camp to that race and make him, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Well, boy, I backed mine up August 4th, trying to get him machine to lock in with the blackout we got.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate y'all guys for tuning in, man. I got to get a load of, man. And y'all do what Cody B said. Fuck with me and get some money.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I fuck three times, I'm a wiper. It ain't safe for the black or the white girl. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe. Tell your man pipe up, nigga, pipe up. And it bands from the safe in your face when you say my dance turn the shit into a nightclub.
Yeah, fuck with me and get some money and get some money. Gucci gang, oh,
that's it right
up, you know. Lil Pump, yeah. Gucci gang, oh,
yeah. Big head on the ring.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang.
Spread thin racks on new chain.
Yeah.
My bitch love do cocaine.
Ooh.
I fuck a bitch, I forgot name.
Yeah.
I can't buy me no wedding ring.
Ooh.
Rather go and buy Balmain. Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang,
Gucci gang,
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang.